are on the record.
All right, shall we do the, the flag salute?
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the August 7th, 2023, public meeting of the planning board of the township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and a notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger, no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Aversa?
Here.
Ms. Butcher?
Here.
Ms. Johnson?
Here.
Absent. Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Ms. Glaister?
Here.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. Malay?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Great. We have a couple of meeting minutes here. The first one is December 5th.
And that's the one we downed.
That's carrying, right?
That's the one we're carrying, correct. The next one was, is March 2023. Anybody have any questions or comments?
I provided comments on both of, but only really one. Denise, I think that's taken care of.
Yes, that part I took care of. I did not make the corrections that you know that I corrected your name in a few places, but I guess I didn't get them all. Or maybe I got them on one and not the other.
Yeah, it was minor, yep. Okay, any, if no concerns, you see the eligible members, is there a motion?
So moved. I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McCaffrey and Mr. Aversa, roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Mr. Glaister?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. Malay?
Yes.
Carried.
Thank you. The next are April 3rd, 2023. Same, any questions or concerns beyond anything that's been provided? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Mr. Aversa, Mr. Higgins, roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Glaister?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. Malay?
Yes.
Motion carries. And then I just have a question. The architect that was discussed, those were Cindy's minutes, and she put the name down, and she wasn't sure if she got it right, and I don't know either. Does anyone else know?
How to spell it?
Is it Margolis, Margulies, is it?
M-A-R-G-U-L-I-E-S.
M-A-R-G-U-L-I-E-S. Now, are we appointing him, or are we just...
No.
They're not.
He did not want the job.
Okay.
There you go.
But that's the proper starting permit, so it can...
So you're still on hunt?
Easier said than done.
Yeah.
All right, so with that minor edit is, do we have a roll, do we have a motion for those July 24th meeting minutes?
Ryan?
Yeah, according to the law.
I'll make a motion.
Yes, you were online. Remember, you couldn't be on for...
Oh, is that me? Okay,
yes.
Then I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Is there a second from the eligible?
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Glaister?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes, I mean, here.
Yes, here, plus you, above.
All of the above.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. Malay?
Because of the height. Yes.
The motion carries.
Sure.
All right, great. So now we're up to, there are no resolutions, public hearings. Let's try to do this, call the professionals.
And I'd like to let them know that we're calling for that.
Both of them.
Tom?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Good. It's the group here. Let me try to loop in Joe, the attorney. We'll be back with you in a second.
Okay.
No, Joe's on vacation. That's why Joe Barriello is covering. And since we just had, it doesn't matter.
I don't know if I did it right now, or first time I did it.
Would it be easier if you did it by going on a cell phone?
Well, no, I think I still got, I pushed this button and I redialed the second number and it went to nowhere. Hey there, Tom?
Hi.
So I'm back to Tom just, I guess.
All right, let's try this again. Hold on a second.
Now, you got it ringing.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, Joe, how are you? This is Denise and Kevin Samay and the rest of the board. We're going to try and bridge you in with our planning expert, Tom Barron, okay?
Okay, now good. Thank you.
Tom?
Hi.
Perfect. Joe, are you still there?
Yeah, a little bit.
I am. I'm going to do this with myself. I'm used to this. There's no background noise.
Okay, great.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. We had an expert help me out there.
I've been on that.
I always get terrified when I have to try to conference a call. Except for the cell. So, Tom and Joe, it's 7:10. There is the crew here, the whole planning board, except Ms. Johnson, who's been excused. There is nobody from the public. We are now, we did the minutes and everything else. We are now at the master plan consistency review. So, for ordinance 1189-2023. We have the ordinance, obviously, and Tom, we have your memo. It's pretty straightforward because we've already been through this zone previously. So maybe you just want to quickly give us a couple of comments.
Sure.
And...
Sorry, can I...
Yeah, no, go ahead, we'll go from there.
Okay, so because of the record, good evening, everyone. Tom Barron, board planner with the Burgess Associates. And I just want to thank everyone for coordinating virtual presence here this evening. As the chairman mentioned, we're here reviewing ordinance number 1189-2023 to amend the AH non-affordable housing district, which encompasses block 70, lot 6 and 620L1, which is about a 12-acre parcel on Route 31 north, just north of Route 78, essentially. And it's also contained within the newly adopted Highland Center area designed to focus development in the township, including affordable housing projects. So, the chairman mentioned that the board had looked at this back in 2021 when this AH9 zone was first created. Originally, the zone envisioned the development for 146 units of inclusionary development. That means a portion of it was going to be market rate and a portion would be affordable. In that case, the statutory parameters for conducting a master plan consistency review. There are also highlights of the ordinance changes, which again include the reduction in units, the setbacks have been increased, basically all around the project from the front yard, increased from 50 feet to 125 feet in the front yard setback requirement. Also, the side yard and rear yard setbacks have been increased. Beyond that, the structure of the ordinance is generally similar, so there wasn't a whole lot to revise in this case, but I will note also that the clubhouse, where it was going to be detached in the front yard, is now attached to the residential building in the interior of the lot, which the conceptual plan attached to the ordinance illustrates. In terms of the master plan consistency review, I reviewed all of the applicable township documents, including 2026 land use plan elements, as well as the recent 2023 reexamination report and land use plan and housing plan elements. I'll note that the 2023 documents were adopted by this board earlier this year, obviously, and they contemplated that this ordinance will be amended in some fashion, albeit it wasn't specific, it was laid out in general terms that there would be the potential to go from an inclusionary project to a 100% project, which is the case here. So, for the reason outlined in my memorandum, including all the applicable ordinance provisions, and that the density of the project and associated site improvements are going to be reduced and yield a lower density project, it was my position that this project or the ordinance amendments are consistent with the master plan. Not only are they not inconsistent, but they are, I would say, very much consistent with the master plan. So that's it in a nutshell. Anyone has any specific questions about the ordinance or the concept of the plan, I'd be glad to entertain those questions.
Just wondering, Tom, did you get any color? It's interesting that obviously the development has now become smaller, and obviously, to your exact point, less intense. Was there any background perhaps around that decision? Just wondering, was there any like background to the change in plan? Just curious, obviously, given that it's not an immaterial reduction. Wondered if there was any...
What precipitated the reduction?
Yeah.
It was generally developer-driven, and my understanding is it had to do with the market, the economic climate that we're operating in terms of increased rates.
Yep.
I believe there's also more money available at the state level, that leads to available, or related to available COVID funding that might help support the creation of additional affordable units. So again, it was mostly developer-driven, but because it's lower intensity, it yields more affordable units.
Another note, it is a municipally sponsored project in both ways, and as such, if the financials became a little bit difficult for the developers to bear, the township would have been obligated to make contributions to help it go forward. So this is, from our perspective, from the township's perspective, a better financial alternative.
Just to make a comment on there are a number of these projects that are stalled simply due to the uncertainty of financing, both construction and permanent financing. So the state recognized that and there were many meetings on the event regarding that. So they added additional funds to 9% cash flow of financing to develop the backlog. But how do you understand?
Well, that's helpful. Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions? I mean, it seems to me that it's pretty straightforward. We've already opined previously on the zone. This is, using your words, but lower intensity. And I mean, really, when I look at some of the changes, they're mostly better. If it was not inconsistent before, it's clearly more not inconsistent.
instead of the canal. The setback on the river is much bigger. Setback in 31. We know more about the zone now, the neighbors, the people who might live in some consistent back.
So you want to spare and keep close to the total lines?
So, yeah. It's generally a positive, whether it's some of the liability, which is one of our wheelhouse here, but from the overall site plan.
I can't tell.
So, anybody have any other comments? Little discussion out there, or a little? Anything out there you guys wanted to?
No, I was specifically asking what particular piece of property. Is this the old Sherrod's property?
It's north of Sherrod's.
North of Sherrod's.
It is immediately south of the 100 New Wellness Center.
Oh, okay.
Next to the bedroom. So you got the new office, the big office.
Yes.
It has the two, the bright plant in front of it, the bedroom. It wraps around those two lots. It includes the bedroom.
If you're looking at the map, this way, just south of the Sherrod's, just below it. And just north of it, in the back, is the wellness, solar field.
The little county park behind it.
And the board of adjustment recently gave the comments that that's sort of the last area for St. Louis, that'll be between, toward the front of the property, towards the highway, and that it'll be the wellness center, this is St. Louis, and this is all, and then Sherrod's.
So, is there a?
Just before you, I don't know what we're voting on, but if we're voting on the rest of the ordinance?
We're making a finding that it's not inconsistent.
If you found a typo, though. Relay the typo.
Not a typo. No, it's not, I didn't find any, but.
Well, it's because it's a modification of the existing ordinance, so they probably just changed a couple of.
Okay, then I have one comment. On Tom, in Tom's presentation and on the conceptual layout plan, refers to the acreage as 12 acres. So maybe on the ordinance, we should change our 11 acres to 12?
The intent was to give a little wiggle room based on experience, because when you make it too tight and something happens, it's like over the speed limit or, reduction for environmental reasons, it can tend to cause problems down the road.
All municipal clock seals, wiggle room.
I can do this as much as you want. I just want to make sure it was consistent between documents. Or whatever you guys want to decide.
I'll make the motion that it is substantially consistent with the language from the letter. Tom wrote it in the memo. Why don't we jump right there?
Yeah, I second.
Okay, so there's a motion and a second. Is there a roll call?
Yes, there is. Hold on, Mr. Ursa?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mrs. Linehan?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Lay?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries, and I know we have an extra tonight, but I just called everyone anyway.
Good. All right. Gentlemen, meaning Tom and Joe, I think you can probably go for, you're welcome to hang on if you want, but we're just going to do the vouchers and maybe some reports. Up to you.
I just wanted to say thank you for accommodating the ability to come in. I do appreciate it, and with that, I will bow out. Thank you, Matt.
Sounds good. See ya, Joe.
Can I go?
Thank you, Roy. My pleasure. Just wanted to thank you also. Appreciate it, and happy to be here.
All right.
Thank you, Tom, for calling in on your vacation.
the township subscribed now to a weather service for public works, for emergencies and all that stuff. It was nice. Now I get these notifications. It says the storm will be here between 7:55 and 8:10 with a 55-mile-an-hour wind.
Well, we're on here a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So we got the vouchers. I'm moving. I'm telling you guys. We got the vouchers which were previously sent out. If there's any questions, I've looked at them. There's also one.
I have a question.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Let me just offer to add this one here that he's put on that we just got in, so it would help if we included this.
Mike, do you have this? From Ross.
I should be over here.
Yeah.
So with that, Tom, just look at me.
I was just looking. We're more than 90 days in arrears in paying Burgess. Why is that? Doesn't seem right.
I ask all the time, and I am always told it's not
so
bad.
So we have some budget issues. We are grossly over budget in our planning bills, so things have been held back.
Does that mean we're holding it up?
Not the board, no. The board is not holding it up.
The township is, yes. Because there's no, our insufficient funds in the account to pay it, in that particular budget account.
Okay.
It is something that we're going to next week, I hope we can talk about a little earlier, to try to resolve, because I think some of the bills could already be paid for by Highlands grant money, whether we have it already or we'll be obtaining it. So we're doing a little bit of a post-mortem soon on why that particular line item was not in alignment with the work that we knew we had coming.
Okay. Sounds like you will tune into this and I'm okay.
Yep. That's sort of why I'm at a rate.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any
roll call?
Mr. Versa?
Yes.
Mrs. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Dismay?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Finan?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr.
Millett?
Yes.
Motion
carries.
Good. And knowing that we're trying to move things along here, there are reports. Any quick ones? It doesn't have to be good, but it's slow and tough.
AHI?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll
have a hearing on the 23rd.
It was not in the paper. We will have to have a special meeting to have that. Hope to have Bert on Wednesday as well. I think what else we've got to do? Salary ordinance will hopefully be adopted. No, the ordinance too. We've got to finish the ordinance.
And then there might be a hearing.
Right. So that's the bulk of it at the moment. But the things are moving along. Very well. And hopefully we'll have the third one on the bus.
Talk
about the between this building and the municipal building, one of them has the one and one of them does. I think this is the one.
All right, good. Anything from the ordinance subcommittee?
And the ordinance subcommittee, just an aside, is part of what drives.
Yeah.
That's not obviously why I'm not doing much right now. We want to finish the grid.
Environmental committee's meeting last Thursday was canceled. The next one is on 7th September. last one because I was away. But what I can say is that there was a letter that was circulated to, you may already know this, the Hudson County Commissioners. Yeah, about the transfer station. Making an initial inquiry on whether it's consistent with whether the applicable requirements provide the appropriate listing of the advantages and disadvantages of the proposed sale, lease, or exchange.
Senator, can I just ask you to speak up? We're having trouble with the system.
Closer? Better?
Yeah.
The letter that Mario drafted, it seems, and submitted with little to no revision was around making inquiries on whether the report will provide a full list of the reasons, advantages, disadvantages, and any detriments for the proposed sale. They found that appeared to be missing from the order. The basic information on when the report was created, who was the author, and credentials, things like that. So it looks like a preliminary fielding inquiry. I haven't heard anything else, so I think we'll get some more information at the next meeting. Okay.
And there's no historic mechanics of it. All right, anything else?
Thanks.